This is Dr. A. Getting follow-up progress note. Patient name Becker, B-E-C-K-H-A-R-D-T, Catherine, K-A-T-H-L-E-N. Date of birth 11-16-1957. Please check your charge village. Patient seen today for follow-up at the nursing rehab. Patient has recent ophthalmology evaluation. And I follow the patient for review of medication and follow-up ophthalmology recommendation. Patient subjective still has some redness in the eyes. Evaluated by ophthalmology, as per ophthalmology note, is improving. She has endophthalmitis. Sorry, the patient has not ophthalmitis. Patient has endothelitis, E-N-D-O-T-H-E-L-I-T-I-S. Endothelitis of the right eye, and she has a glaucoma both eyes. And currently, her symptoms have been improving. And the ophthalmology they have recommended reduce Predfort, PREDFORT, Predfort drops to QID 1 week, then 3 times a day for 1 week, then twice a day for 1 week, and then once a day for 1 week, and then stop. They have recommended Valtrex, V-A-L-T-R-E-X, 1 gram daily until the Predfort completed, and follow up with the glaucoma clinic in 1 to 2 months. Otherwise, patient still has some pain and aches, ambulatory dysfunction due to BCT and arthritis and DJD. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history. COPD, next and depression, next and schizophrenia, next and morbid obesity, next and osteoarthritis, history of cholelithiasis, allergies, erythromycin, imipramine, penicillin, salibrexin, Keflex, nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Eyes congestion is getting better. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert. Cooperative, her blood pressure is 136/78, pulse 72, temperature 72 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%. I had data macromuchalic, eyes anectaric, bilateral eye congestion noted, no discharge. Next upper chest, not tender lungs, clear, no vision, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, obese, valves on cross extremity, bilateral chronic edema. There is no calf tenderness. Neuro, she is awake, alert, and cooperative. Labs has a recent hemoglobin A1C level 6.0, vitamin D level 98. CBC in June, WBC 6.5, myoglobin 13.5, Merkel 42.3. Medications. Reviewed.
My car was there.
Patient is on Combivan Respimat. 1 puff 4 times a day. Next, and she's on levothyroxine 75 mcg daily. Later, Norprost. 0.05% eye drops for glaucoma. She also has been taking SIMBRINZA Simbrinza suspension, one drop both eyes, daily. Aripiprazole, ARIP, IPR is evaluated 30 mg daily. Risperdal 3 mg once a day. Both for mood disorder. Pedalazine 25 mg TAD for hypertension. Sertraline 100 mg 2 tablet daily for depression. Malox PRN. Tramadol 50 mg every 6 hours PRN. For severe DJD and arthritis pain, Miralax 17 gram daily, gabapentin 100 mg at bedtime, and vitamin D 50,000 units weekly. Tylenol extra strength 5 mg 2 tablet 3 times a day. Lasix 20 mg daily, allopurinol 100 mg 2 tablet daily for HDF gouty arthritis. Epsid 20 mg daily. Lipitor 20 mg daily, Advil Discus 250/51 per BID. She's also an artificial tear 1%, 2 drop 4 times a day. Bradford eye drops as recommended by ophthalmology to be completed in tapering dosages. Valtrex as recommended by ophthalmology while she's on Bradford. Assessment number 1, COPD, next line, morbid obesity, next line, hypothyroidism, next line, hypertension, next line, depression, next line, recently bilateral congestion, both eyes, seen by ophthalmology, endothelitis, ENDE, THIRI, right eye. Next line, history of glaucoma. Amyloid dysfunction. History of gouty arthritis. History of vitamin D deficiency currently improved. Plan of care will discontinue vitamin D 50,000 units weekly. We'll give her maintenance therapy 1,000 units PO tablet daily. Next line, also we give her Tylenol, change her Tylenol to 500 mg 2 tablet, TID PRN basis, not on the regular basis. We'll continue all her other medications and she will follow up ophthalmology clinic as scheduled. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff or also discussed with the patient.